We're going to sing the song while making the offer.
每一天。
Every day, day by day. Sister Yun will pray for the offering. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to thank you. We come to praise you. We come to glorify your name. We thank you for giving us the grace. Thank you for helping us. Thank you for the abundance you provide us in our daily life. We thank you even more for helping us to grow spiritually. Thank you for disciplining us to learn the lesson of offering, so that we know that it's more fortunate to give than receive. And also we give you the little we can. Please accept it and cleanse it. We earnestly pray to you. Please continue to lead us. Especially let us see the wonderful plan you have after this Sichuan earthquake. You want to save Chinese people. You want to revive China. Let all of us here present today, not only we ourselves saved, but also we would like to spread out the word of the Lord to all the Chinese people. We are willing to trust you. We are willing to submit to you. We are willing to live like you. Hear our prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank the Lord.
请大家打开新约圣经马太福音十三章。
Please open the Bible, New Testament, Matthew, chapter 13.
马太福音十三章一到二十三节。
The book of Matthew, chapter 13, verses 1 to 23.
打开之后听我读。
Please listen to me.
当那一天，耶稣从房子里出来，坐在海边，有许多人到他那里聚集，他只得上船坐下，众人都站在岸上。他用比喻对他们讲许多道理，说有一个撒种的出去撒种，撒的时候有落在路旁的，飞鸟来吃尽的，有落在土浅石头地上的，土既不深，发苗最快，日头出来一晒，因为没有根就枯干了。有落在荆棘里的，荆棘长起来把它挤住了，又有落在好土里的，就结实，有100倍的，有60倍的，有30倍的。有耳可听的就应当听。门徒近前来问耶稣说，对众人讲话为什么用比喻呢？耶稣回答说，因为天国的奥秘只叫你们知道，不叫他们知道，凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余，凡没有的连他所有的也要夺去。所以我用比喻对他们讲，是因他们看也看不见，听也听不见，也不明白。在他们身上正应了以赛亚的预言，说你们听是要听见却不明白，看是要看见却不晓得。因为这百姓油蒙了心，耳朵发沉，眼睛闭着，恐怕眼睛看见，耳朵听见，心里明白，回转过来我就医治他们。但你们的眼睛是有福的，因为看见了，你们的耳朵也是有福的，因为听见了。我实在告诉你们，从前有许多先知和义人，要看他们所看的却没有看见，要听他们所听的却没有听见。所以你们当听这撒种的比喻，凡听见天国道理不明白的，那恶者就来，把所撒在他心里的夺了去。这就是撒在路旁的了，撒在石头地上的就是人听了道，当下欢喜领受，只因心里没有根，不过是暂时的，即使为这道遭了患难，或是受了逼迫，立刻就跌倒了。撒在荆棘里的就是人听了道，后来有世上思虑、钱财的迷惑，把道挤住了，不能结实。撒在好地上的就是人听道明白了，后来结实，有100倍的，有60倍的，有30倍的。感谢神的话语，我们下面把时间交给牧师。
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the word. And now, Pastor Xu.
弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
上个礼拜我们读了耶稣讲的一个比喻，就是撒种的比喻。
Last Sunday we took a look at the Jesus parable, that's sowing the seed.
虽然我们会把一些经文打在这个荧幕上，还是希望大家继续打开圣经马太福音13章。
So we have the scriptures on the slide, but also we still hope you would open the Bible to Matthew chapter 13.
同样一个比喻在马太福音、马可福音、路加福音都有记载。
The same parable was recorded in three books, Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
上个礼拜我们看的是路加福音的记载。
Last Sunday we looked at the story in Luke.
今天我们看的是马太福音的记载。
Today we're going to look at Matthew.
下礼拜我们会看马可福音的记载。
The week after next we're going to look at Mark.
这三卷福音书记载的时候用的字句不完全一样，但比喻的主要内容却完全一致。
So the descriptive words used in the three books are not very similar, but the story is exactly the same.
可见耶稣在讲这个比喻之后，在门徒的心中留下非常深刻的印象。
The parable Jesus used left a deep impression in the disciples.
值得注意的是，耶稣当时是向一大群聚集听他讲道的人讲了这个比喻。
What is worth our attention is that Jesus speaks the parable to a crowd of people.
但是群众散了之后，门徒跑来找耶稣。
When the people went away, the disciples came to Jesus.
马太福音记的是门徒问耶稣说，对众人讲话为什么要用比喻？
Matthew recorded that the disciples asked Jesus, why do you speak to the people in parables?
而路加福音和马可福音却说，门徒问耶稣说，这比喻是什么意思呢？
But in Luke and Mark, it recorded that the disciples asked Jesus, what is the meaning of the parable?
从耶稣接下来的回答当中，我们可以看得出来，门徒既不了解比喻的意思，也不明白耶稣为什么要用比喻讲道。
From Jesus' response to them, we can understand that the disciples not only don't understand the meaning of the parable, but they don't understand either why Jesus uses the parable.
在耶稣的回答当中，最令人震惊的是他对门徒说，之所以讲比喻，是因为天国的奥秘只叫你们知道，不叫他们知道。
What is most shocking when we hear Jesus say this is that Jesus said the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you but not to them.
那么耶稣到底需不需要人家听他讲道，到底需不需要人从他的讲道当中得到帮助呢？
But Jesus wants the people to hear his speech and to get help from his speech.
杂种的比喻如何解释，以及讲比喻的目的到底是什么？圣经学者有非常激烈的讨论，看法各有不同。
How do we interpret the parable of the sowing the seed? And also, what is the purpose of the parable? The Bible scholars have heated discussions on this and each have its own opinions.
上周日我们因为有播饼，时间比较紧，所以把这个问题留到今天才来讨论。
Last Sunday, since we had communion, we didn't have enough time. That's why I leave this topic.Today.
现在我分享的是我自己读圣经思考这个问题之后自己的一点看法。
I'm going to share with you my ideas after reading the Bible several times and thinking about carefully.
我认为我们首先要了解的是比喻通常的用途和效果。
First of all, we need to understand the purpose of the parable and the effect of the parable.
比喻这个字的英文是 parable, 这是从希腊字直接音译过来的。
So the English word for parable is parable. It comes from Greek.
那大家可能熟悉另外一个英文字是平行 parallel.
We are familiar with another word parallel.
那前面的部分也是 P-A-R-A, 这就是希腊文里面的 para.
The first part is the same, P-A-R-A, and it's para in Greek.
所以比喻是什么呢？
What is parable?
比喻是把一件事并排的放在另外一件事相似的事情旁边。
Parable means to put one thing side by side something else which is similar to it.
通常说比喻的人是借着一个浅显容易明白的事来帮助人了解他真正希望他们明白的事。
So the speaker of the parable usually uses one thing which is easy to understand to help the listener to understand what is even have the deeper meaning.
这比喻有几个特色。
And there was several features of a parable.
第一个，它的故事的内容是别人很容易认同、很容易接受的。
First of all, the content of the parable is easy to be accepted and acknowledged.
第二方面，它的内容很生动，把抽象的道理用生活当中的实例来表达出来，就让人心中留下具体而且深刻的印象。
And also, secondly, the content of the parable is lively, easy to be perceived.So that the listener can understand immediately and have a deep impression of it.
我们在座有很多爸妈是有小小孩的。
A lot of us are parents, have children.
大概在你小孩小的时候，你都曾经念三只小猪的故事给他们听。
Probably many of you, when your children are little, so you read the story of three little pigs to them.
这个故事说有三只小猪。
The story starts with three little pigs.
他们长大之后各自盖各自的房子。
When they grow up, each one of them build a house.
头两只小猪贪玩就自以为聪明，就用最简单最快的方式随随便便盖了房子。
The first two pigs love to play, and so they easily use the simplest way to build a house.
这两只小猪看那个第三只小猪在那边用砖一块一块的慢慢盖，他们还笑他好傻。
And they also laugh at the third pig, who they notice that is building the house carefully with brick after brick.
后来大野狼来了
，and the big wolf came,
一下子就把头两只小猪的房子给摧垮了。
At once, the big wolf blew down the house built by the two little pigs.
只有第三只小猪的房子，大野狼怎么吹就是吹不倒。
The house of the third little pig and the wolf couldn't blow it down, no matter what he did.
这个故事就是个典型的比喻。
This is a typical parable.
其实三只小猪非常可能是根据耶稣讲的一个比喻，聪明的人和愚笨的人的建造而改写的。
This story probably is based on this parable by Jesus, the wise man and the foolish man.
我第一次听三只小猪的故事是四岁。
When I was 4 years old, that's the first time I heard this story.
我印象很深刻。
And I really still remember it.
那天下午只有我跟我妈妈在家。
That afternoon, my mother and I were in the house.
然后妈妈在那里折衣服，折到一半，她突然说，哎呀，时间到了，她就跑去打开收音机。
My mother was folding the clothes and...When halfway done, suddenly she said, well, it's time. She tuned on the radio.
原来那一天我读小学一年级的哥哥跟学校的同学到广播电台去演广播剧，演的就是三只小猪。
So my elder brother, who was in the first grade and went with his classmates to the radio station to perform a radio drama.
那一天我妈妈听广播听得好兴奋，我也在那边好兴奋。
The radio drama was Three Little Pigs, and my mother was excited when she heard the drama, and I was excited too.
那你们说三只小猪的故事，我那一天是听懂了呢，还是没有听懂
？What would you say? Did I understand the story, or I didn't?
你们说呢
？What would you say?
什么有点头有摇头的啊
？Some nod the head, some shake the head.
有人点头说我听懂，没错。
Well, you're right if you say I understood it.
因为我听完了之后，那故事内容我都记得，我还可以讲一遍给别人听。
Because after hearing the parable, I remember all the story, and then I could repeat it to others.
你说我没听懂，也对。
If you say I didn't understand, you are not wrong.
因为我只听了三只小猪的故事，却不知道这个故事是要教导人一些基本的人生道理。
I only understood the story by its face value, and I didn't understand the hidden meaning of the teachings of the value of life.
那么听三只小猪的故事，对四岁的我来说有没有帮助呢
？Was it helpful when I was four hearing the story?
有没有任何意义呢
？Was it meaningful?
我想其实还是有的。
I think it does.
因为那故事我只听一次就记住了，始终没有忘记。
I only heard the story once.I always remember it.
等到再多长大一两岁，再听到这个故事，不用别人特别指点，我就像开窍一样，恍然大悟，明白了故事的意思。
After a couple of years, when I become a little bit more mature, without any guidance or pointing out of the story by others, it dawned upon me, and I was enlightened immediately.
所以我认为耶稣讲比喻是有非常正面的目的的。
So I feel that when Jesus uses the parables, he has a positive purpose.
他知道在那一大群听到的人当中，绝大多数的人只是来看热闹，心灵根本没有预备好。
He knows that among the crowd, most of the people came for the excitement. They are not ready in their heart.
他们像属灵的小婴孩一样。
They are like a little baby spiritually.
太深的道理，他们听不明白，也听不进去。
They cannot understand and do not hear the profound truth.
但是耶稣还是向他们讲。
But still Jesus still speaks to them.
讲的方式就是用比喻。
He uses parable.
这样有心听而且听得进去的人可以有比较深的体会。
So that those who can hear, wants to listen, can hear it, so they have deep feelings towards his speech.
而心灵没有预备好的人至少还能够记起几个故事，记得这些比喻。
Even those who are not ready in their hearts, they still can remember the parable, the content of the parable.
也许有一天他们心灵的状况改变了。
Somehow, one day they change their hearts.
他们只要想起这个比喻，这个比喻就还能够在他们心中发挥功用。
On thinking about this story or parable, so it can play a part in their hearts.
除了这个之外，比喻有的时候还有一个非常特殊的功用。
In addition to this, parable has a special function.
就是在不方便跟别人直说的情形之下，可以先用比喻。
When it's not convenient for the speaker to say something straightforwardly, and the speaker can use the parable.
让人先认同接受比喻里面的基本原则，然后再跟他明讲。
So the parable can help the listener to acknowledge and agree with the basic principles, then the story can be told in details.
就是圣经里面有一个很好的例子，在撒母耳记下十二章。
In Old Testament, there's a good example that's in 2 Samuel chapter 12.
那时候的以色列王大卫已经有好几个妻子，他还贪恋别人的妻子。
The king of Israel, David has several wives, but he is still longing for or coveting other people's wives.
他和别人的妻子行了奸淫，后来又为了隐瞒自己的过错，设计害死了那个女人的丈夫。
He committed adultery with someone else's wife and designed schemes to kill the husband.
那神要先知拿单去责备大卫。
And God sent prophet Nathan to rebuke David.
拿单知道他如果明说的话，大卫王不但听不进去，恐怕还会大发烈怒，说不定他一刀就把他头给砍了。
Nathan knew very well if he spoke directly about this to David, David would get very angry, would kill him immediately.
所以拿单就先用了一个比喻。
And Nathan used a parable.
他就说有一个很有钱的人，自己有很多牛群羊群。
He said there was a rich man with a large number of cattle and sheep.
但要请客的时候却不拿自己的牛羊，而把一个穷人唯一心爱的一只小羊拿来杀了请客。
When he treated his guest, he didn't use any of his own sheep or cattle. He used instead the only little lamb by a poor man and used that as a treat to his guest.
拿单讲完这个比喻，大卫就很生气地说，这个有钱人该死。
When Nathan finished the story, David got very angry and said, this person deserved death.
这时候拿单就说，你就是那个人。
And Nathan said, you are the man.
这时候大卫就无话可说，后来就知错认罪。
David was speechless and confessed his sin.
我们回到撒种的比喻。
Let's come back to the parable of sowing the seed.
当时耶稣四处传道，跑来听他讲道的人很多，背景也非常的复杂。
When Jesus was preaching the word everywhere, a lot of people with different backgrounds come to listen to him.
实际上当时有一些犹太的宗教领袖已经开始对耶稣有很敌对的态度。
At that time, some of the Jewish religious leaders, they started to become opponents of Jesus' preaching.
他们常常派人来窥探耶稣所说的话，所做的事。
They often send people to come to look at Jesus, what he was doing.
他们想找到一些把柄可以来攻击耶稣。
Try to find excuses to attack or fight against Jesus.
这在一般的群众当中也夹杂着一些人是带着怀疑的眼光，甚至不太友善的批判态度。
Among the public, some of the people were a little bit suspicious and they're not friendly.
所以耶稣用比喻的方式向群众讲道，其中的原因就是这个。
Therefore, one of the purposes of using the parable by Jesus is this.
天国的奥秘只叫你们知道，这个你们指的是谁？
The knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has given to you, you refers to who?
指的是耶稣的门徒，那些真正有心跟随耶稣的人。
You refers to the disciples of Jesus, those who are committed to follow Jesus.
那么不叫他们知道，这个他们指的是谁？
But not to them, who does this with them refer to?
指的是那些看热闹，甚至心中刚硬，与耶稣为敌的人。
Them refers to those who come for the excitement, or those who are very tough and hard in their hearts.
马太福音说耶稣当时就用比喻对众人说话，若不用比喻，就不对他们说什么。
In the book of Matthew, it says, Jesus spoke all these things to the crowd in parables. He did not say anything to them without using a parable.
马可福音说得更清楚，耶稣用这许多的比喻，照他们所能听的对他们讲道，若不用比喻，就不对他们讲。
The book of Matthew points out even clearer. It says, with many similar parables, Jesus spoke the word to them as much as they could understand.He did not say anything to them without using a parable.
所以耶稣用比喻讲道，是照他们所能听的对他们讲。
So therefore, Jesus spoke the parables to them as much as they could understand.
好，我们对于耶稣讲比喻的用比喻讲道的原因有所了解之后，再次回来看撒种比喻的内容。
After we have some understanding of the purpose of using the parables by Jesus, let's look at the content of sowing the seed.
这个比喻有几个基本的重点。
There's some significant points there.
第一，耶稣向这么多人讲到，就像撒种的人把种子撒出去一样。
Jesus speaks the parable to all these people, and like the farmer sowing the seeds everywhere.
他就是撒种的人。
He is the sower.
撒出去的种子完全一样，种子就是神的道。
The seed is exactly the same. It is the word of God.
但是种子撒出去之后，在每个人身上产生不同的结果。
But when the seed is spread, it produces different effects among different individuals.
撒种的目的当然是希望能够结出许多美好的果子，但是很多人听得到之后，什么果子都没有结。
The purpose of spreading the seed is in the hope that someday it can bear fruit. But some of the people, they receive the seed never bear any fruit.
今天我们很多人参加团契，主日在这边参加主日崇拜。
A lot of us come to study with the fellowship and also come to the worship on Sundays.
我们有机会查考圣经，我们有机会读神的话。
We have opportunities to read God's word and study the Bible.
这都像神的道，像种子一样撒在我们身上。
This is exactly like the seed spread on us.
但是会不会我们有很多人得到了种子，后来却什么果子都没有结？
Would it be true that a lot of people receive the seed but never bear any fruits?
今年六七八月我们主日信息的主题是活出满结果子的人生。
This summer, June, July and August, the major theme of our sermons during the summer is to live a fruitful life.
耶稣曾经说过，我来了是要叫人得生命，并且得得更丰盛。
Jesus once said, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full.
我们希望透过今年暑假的主日信息，我们每个人都能够成为有智慧的园丁。
We hope that after the summer messages, that all of us will be wise farmers.
晓得怎么样照顾我们灵魂的果树。
Or the gardeners, then we know how to take good care of the fruit tree.
让我们一生活得丰盛有意义，能够结出许许多多的果子。
So our life will be meaningful and good and can bear fruits.
我用三次讲道来讲撒种的比喻，因为这个比喻里面讲到三种拦阻人结果子的原因。
I'm going to use three sessions to talk about this fruit bearing life because three factors that hinder the life which bear fruit.
耶稣讲的比喻很清楚，撒种的人是同一位，就是耶稣，撒出的种子都是一样，只有一种，就是神的道。
The parable Jesus usesIt's very clear that the seed are the same as the word of God, and the farmer is the same as the sower, the Jesus.
之所以后来有一些结果子，有一些不结果子，原因是在于每个人心田的状况不一样。
The reason why some bear fruit after receiving the seed and others don't, the reason is that they have a different fields in their heart.
在比喻中，四种不同的心田里面，只有一种心田是好土，另外三种各有各的问题。
There were four kinds of fields in the hearts, only one kind of field with good soil.
上个礼拜我们谈了第一种问题，就是心硬的问题。
Last week we talked about the heart, the tough and hard hearts.
有些人的心田的状况就像农田旁边的路一样，没有任何柔软有养分的地方，都是硬绷绷的。
The field in someone's heart is like the path along the farmland. It doesn't have any soil on it. It's tough.
这些人听了道之后对福音根本没有反应。
So these people, after they listen to the word of God, they have no response at all.
就像种子撒到了路旁一样，不会往下生根，也不会往上生长。
Just like the seed spread to the path, on the path, it won't grow up or grow down.
好，今天我们要看的是第二种问题的情形。
We're going to look at the second kind.
就是种子落在土浅石头地上的。
So the seeds fell upon the rocky places.
耶稣说这种情形土气不深，发苗最快。
Jesus said it sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow.
但是日头出来一晒，因为没有根就枯干了。
But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root.
后来耶稣向门徒进一步解释说，
Later Jesus described to the disciples further,
撒在石头地上的就是人听得到当下欢喜领受。
The one who received the seed that fell on rocky places is the man who hears the word and at once receives it with joy.
只因心里没有根，不过是暂时的。
But since he has no root, he lasts only a short time.
即使未到遭了患难或者受了逼迫，立刻就跌倒。
When trouble persecution comes because of the word, he quickly falls away.
所以这些人听到听进去了没有？
Therefore, did these people receive the word?
听进去了没有？
Did they hear it?
听进去了。
Yes, they heard it.
当下就领受。
And received it immediately.
而且是欢喜的领受。
With joy.
但这些人很快就有正面的反应。
And these people respond positively.
一听了道就很热心很积极，很快就在外表上表现出来。
The minute they heard the word, they immediately show it.
但是问题出在哪里？
The problem is,
问题是他们只往上涨不往下涨。
The problem is they only spring up quickly.
只在别人看得到的部分长得很快，在别人看不到的部分就停止生长。
They did grow down.Because in the visible part, they grow very fast. In the invisible part, they never grow.
也就是说这样的人就是心里没有根。
Jesus said, these kind of people, they don't have root in their hearts.
那因为没有往下扎根，上面发出来的苗就维持不了多久。
Because they do not take root deep down, so that they cannot last for a long time with the sprouts up.
大家想看看这样的人多不多。
Think about it.Do we have a lot of people here?
其实你只要在教会久了，你就会看到很多类似这样的例子，让人觉得非常可惜。
If you have been in the church for a while, you will see the cases like this. You will feel sorry for this.
我上次讲过，我是25年前在 Iowa 读 MBA 的时候开始去查经班的。
Last Sunday I mentioned that 25 years ago when I was in Iowa City studying for my MBA, I started to go to Bible study.
去了查经班几个月之后，那年冬天，查经班的基督徒大力邀请一些慕道朋友去参加一个中西部几个华人教会查经班联合举办的冬令会。
After a few months, when I went to the Bible study group, and in the Midwest, the Bibles, and the churches, they jointly sponsored winter retreat in Midwest. So they kind of enthusiastically invite us to go there.
我也跟着去了。
And I went there too.
那冬令会的信息非常好。
And the messages were really good.
有两位跟我同一年来的新的研究生也一起去。
Two new graduate students who came to Iowa City with me in the same year.
虽然他们平常没有去参加查经班。
Though they didn't go to Bible study group, usually they won't go.
但在冬令会的头两天，他们就说他们决志信耶稣了。
But in the first couple of days, they said,They decided to follow Jesus.
那一位是跟我一起读 MBA 的女同学，跟我很熟；另外一位是读土木系的男同学，我也认识。
One female student who studied for the MBA with me, so we knew each other very well. The other is a male student who studied civil engineering.
那是我自己没有信主，我就觉得很惊讶，这些人怎么信得这么快？
I was surprised because I was still a seeker, and I was wondering why they could accept Jesus so fast.
但那个没信主心中其实想了，这人真没用，才两年就被人摆平了。
Of course, I also think that it took only 2 years, those people are kind of useless, and they kind of submit to God and follow others.
感谢主的怜悯。
I thank for God's mercy.
我自己心中挣扎了很久，到了第四天晚上，一位牧师跟我单独交谈，也带领我做了祷告，邀请耶稣进入我心中。
There was a fierce struggle in my heart until the fourth night, and one pastor led me to pray and to accept Jesus as my master.
冬令会回来之后，那两位在冬令会中最先表示要信耶稣的人，就在查经班做见证。
Returning back from the winter retreat, the two people who acknowledged that they received the Lord as their Savior, they gave up the testimony.
那大家都很高兴。
All of us were very happy.
但是没有几个礼拜，那位读土木系的男同学就从此从查经班消失了。
It didn't take long. It was only after a couple of weeks the male student who acknowledged to receive the God disappeared from the Bible study group.
大家与他联络之后，听到各式各样的原因，但是他从此再没有回到查经班。
After contacting him, and we heard a lot of reasons for this or that reason, then.But ever since then, he never showed up in the Bible study group.
整整十年之后，我从神学院毕业。
And after 10 years, I graduated from a seminary.
我们全家开车回到当初我们信主的 Iowa City。
And the whole family, we drove to Iowa City where we acknowledged God as our Savior.
我们有心为主传福音做见证。
We are committed to witness God's grace.
我原先以为经过十年，大概城里面不会有我认识的人了。
I was thinking that maybe there weren't any people left in the Iowa City that I knew.
结果要来一份同学会的通讯录，看到一个教授的名字。
And I asked for a student directory. I saw a name of a professor.
就是当初最先在中论会当中说要信主的那位男同学。
So that is the male student who acknowledged to receive the God in the winter retreat 10 years ago.
我犹豫了好一阵子之后，还是跟他拨了个电话。
I was hesitating for a while and finally made a phone call to him.
结果他还记得我，他也记得我们一起去中论会的事情。
As a matter of fact, he still remembered me, still remembered the winter retreat.
我想到在同一个中论会当中，我们都受到感动，我们都有所回应。
At the same winter retreat, we were all touched and we all responded.
但是他发出来的芽一下子就枯干了，消失得无影无踪。
But the sprouts coming from his heart withered and disappeared.
而我却何等幸运
！And I was fortunate.
蒙神保守，继续活在神的恩典当中。
Left by the Lord, continue to live in the Lord.
而且越活越觉得福音是何等的宝贵。
The more I live, the more I treasure the word of the Lord.
我想到这些，心中真的是感触万千。
I'm full of feelings when I think about this.
我不明白为什么他跟我有这么不同的结果。
I don't understand why the results between him and me are so different.
我想这些神学的问题只有哪天到神那里才能够得到确定的答案。
So these theological questions, we won't have any answers until we join the Lord someday.
我只能说我非常希望这位朋友有一天还能够再回到教会，有新的出发，得着在基督里丰盛的恩典。
All I can hope is that this brother will someday come back to the Lord and will be blessed by the Lord.
无论如何，我信主之后这24年来在教会当中成长，后来参与服事，我看过许许多多类似这样子没有根的情形。
No matter what, after I served in the church for over 20 years, I see a lot of cases like this without any deep root.
发芽发得很快，没多久就枯干
了。The sprouts sprang up quickly but withered soon.
后来在一些很好的牧师和神学院教授的带领下，我一方面侍奉，一方面细读圣经。
With the guidance of the pastors and professors in seminaries, and I studied the Bibles very carefully.
我做了比较深入的神学思考，而且检讨在一般教会当中一些误导人的做法。
I was thinking on the profound issues of the biblical problems and biblical issues. Then I also examined.Some of the issues that would lead people astray.
后来我体会出一些原则。
And I gradually start to sense some of the principles.
其中一个原则就是在向人传福音的时候，一定要让人清楚地知道，在神眼中的得救，绝对不是一个人在一时之间同意，或者是欢欢喜喜接受圣经的一些道理。
And one thing is that I realize very clearly that when we spread the word to others,We are not only focused on if the people would accept just by the face value of the word,
而是他需要真的下定决心一辈子跟随耶稣。
And the listener needs to make a commitment to follow Jesus all his life.
他要预备好在神的带领下要活出一个满结果子的人生。
He should be ready to be some person who can bear the fruits in his life.
很多人在读这个比喻的时候，常常误以为只有第一种心田，也就是路旁那种情形，还是没有得救的。
A lot of people when they read this parable, they think only one, the first kind cannot be saved, that's the seed on the path.
会认为说其他三种心田都是得救的。
So think that the other three kinds can be saved.
只是得救的人当中，有的人结果子，后来有的人没结果子。
And the issue is some of the people who are saved.They do not bear fruit, others bear fruits.
他们以为既然种子进了土里还生了点根还发了点芽，就代表已经信主得救。
They believe that the seed goes to the soil and takes some root and spring up quickly, so they are saved.
其实这样的看法不止在解释这个比喻上，在解经上大有问题。
Actually, this kind of feeling or understanding has some problem in it.
还会在传福音、带人信主的事情上产生相当严重的偏差。
And it will lead people astray when they spread the word of the Lord.
对我们在座的慕道朋友。
For the seekers here today,
我相信圣经要我传给你们的福音，不是那种你一旦对神的道稍微有点正面的反应，我就急忙对你说你信主了。
And for me, I would say that, well, you need to believe in God if you acknowledge some of the things in the Bible.
我就对你说你得救了，你是基督徒了。
I would immediately say that you are saved, you are Christian.
我知道有一些人是很热心、很急的，就对人这样说的。
I know some of the people are very enthusiastic and eager to say this to other people.
但是一个人是不是真正的信徒得救是一个相当严肃、关系重大的事。
But it is a very serious issue whether one believes in Lord or not.
圣经中有好多经文都提到严重的提醒。
And a lot of places in the Bible talks about the seriousness of this.
一些人自以为信徒得救的，在主耶稣再来的时候却被关在门外。
And some of the people, they believe themselves are Christians and they are saved, but they are shut out.
主甚至对他们说，我从来不认识你们。
Even Jesus said to them, I never know you.
我希望我们传的不是有偏差的道。
I hope that when we spread the word, we are not biased.
不会把人最后误导到那种结局。
We are not going to lead the seekers astray.
我希望我们教会所有基督徒在传福音的时候，一方面要积极的传，热心的去传。
We hope all the Christians in our church will enthusiastically and actively spread the word.
一方面要秉持最慎重、最负责的态度。
On the other hand, we have to be serious and have a kind of positive attitude to spread the word.
耶稣讲撒种的比喻用意非常清楚。
So the meaning of the parable Jesus uses is very clear.
总之他会一直去撒，广泛的去撒。
He will continue to spread the seed and widely spread it.
但是只有后来结出果实的才是达到他撒种的目的和期望。
Only those who bear fruit are the expectations of Jesus.
我再说的清楚一点。
I make it even clearer.
一个人听到圣经的道理，有好的反应，很欢喜的领受，总是一件好事。
So when someone listens to the word and will respond positively, this is good.
但是一个人是不是真的属主为主所认识，不能只看一时的表面现象。
But we cannot look at only that instant and whether he is a real Christian or not.
关键是在于他心田的真实状况。
The crucial point is the field in his heart.
在于他心中的信耶稣是否是打算一直信下去，一生跟随主的那种信。
Whether this person would commit all his life to Jesus and follow Jesus forever.
如果一个人并没有清楚的认同，结果子才是真正信主之人唯一正常的人生表现。
So we need to recognize that only by bearing fruit all his life, that is the only indication of a Christian.
如果一个人并没有认同，唯有好主才能结好果子，他就还没有真正的信主。
If someone does not recognize that only the good soil can bear good fruits, so that person is not a Christian yet.
他也实际上他还没有预备好来信主。
In fact, this person is not ready to believe in God yet.
如果心中没有愿意这样信，就是心田的状况还没有预备好。
If deep in the heart this person is not willing to make this commitment, so he is not ready.
我们回到这第二种没有预备好的心田。
Let us look at the second kind of the field in the heart which is not ready.
为什么这样的田不会结出果子呢？
Why this kind of field cannot bear fruits?
第六节耶稣讲到被日头晒到枯干。
In verse 6 it says they were scorched.
在这种天我们特别能够体会这一节的意思。
So in this kind of weather we have the same feeling here, being scorched.
在21节讲到遭受患难和逼迫之后跌倒。
In verse 21 it says well, they fall away quickly when the persecution trouble comes.
但是有一件事情我们要先想清楚。
But once I'd like to make it very clear.
第二种心田的问题并不是患难和逼迫。
So the second kind of problem with the field in the heart is not the trouble and persecution.
问题是心里没有根。
The problem is that there's no root deep in the heart.
从植物来说，问题不是在于有日晒。
Let's look at the plants. It's not whether there's a sunshine or not.
实际上，阳光是植物成长过程当中自然环境的一部分，而且是必要的。
So the sunshine is one of the natural components of the environment. It's necessary.
同样是日头晒，没有根的一下就枯干，而根扎得深的却能在阳光的照耀下生存，而且长得好。
In the same environment with the sunshine, some of the plants without root, so they will scorch and die, but others, they have a deep root, they grow very richly.
所以问题不是在日晒，不是在患难和逼迫，而是在于有没有根。
The crucial issue is whether there is root or not. It's not whether with or sunshine or without sunshine.
第二种心田为什么会没有根呢？
So this second kind of field in the heart, why they don't have root?
因为那块地是石头地。
Because that's a rocky places.
我们需要这边讲的石头地不是那种有很多小石头的地。
So we're not talking about these places with the pebbles.
而是那种很大片大块岩石的地。
And we're talking about places with huge rocks.
在耶稣讲比喻的时候，他所在的巴勒斯坦那个地区就是特别多那样子的地。
When Jesus is using this parable, the place where he is the Palestinian area full of these kind of rocks.
在那样的地，大块大块的岩石上面只遮盖了一层浅浅的土。
The area with rocks only has very shallow soil covering it.
表面上看不出来，但是种子进到土里才进去一点点就被岩石挡住，根本没有办法往下扎根。
So on the first side, you couldn't tell that rocks below that, but when the plant tries to grow, then it will be stopped, stamped by the rocks.
那么人什么样的心田是这种石头地的心田呢？
What kind of field in our hearts like the rocky places?
我认为这就是人虽然愿意接受神的话，心中却有很大的保留。
I feel that the people who are willing, it seems that these people are willing to accept Jesus' word, but they have their burdens and troubles in their heart.
他的保留是在一些很关键的事情上，而且保留的程度很大。
So they have a high degree of reservations in their heart.
本来这个根在正常的情形下，一定是会要往下增长的。
Logically speaking, naturally the roots would go down, take root deep down.
但是这个关键的保留就像一块大岩石一样，根一旦碰到它，就再怎么样都没办法往下长。
So the reservation is some people's heart, just like the big rocks. So when the seeds try to grow deep down, so the reservations will stop it from growing.
今天很多人对信仰的反应就是这样。
So this is the response or reflections of some of the seekers.
在一些很表面的事情上，很肤浅的事情上，他们的反应是很正面的。
So in matters issues of no significance, they can respond very positively.
很喜欢教会的气氛。
They enjoy the atmosphere in the church.
喜欢大家唱的诗歌。
Enjoy the hymns.
喜欢圣经里面一些很美的话。
Enjoy the words, beautiful words.
喜欢基督徒的友善。
Enjoy the kindness and love of the Christians.
喜欢圣经里面讲的神的各式各样的美好的祝福。
Enjoy the blessings from the Lord.
但是福音从本质来说是要在人的生命当中带来根本的改变。
But the essence in the Bible is the Bible wants to change fundamentally everyone.
有的人很怕被改变，很多人不愿意被改变。
A lot of people are afraid of change, and even more people, they don't want to change.
25年前我开始去查经班。
25 years ago, I started to go to Bible study group.
我完全没有打算要信。
I didn't plan to believe in Lord.
只是跟基督徒在一起感觉真的是很好。
I really felt very good when I was with Christians.
特别跟他们查经，他们让我畅所欲言，讨论起来蛮过瘾的。
Especially when during the Bible study, I could say whatever I wanted to say, and I feel really good.
而且在查经班里面，他们把我当作宝贝，看我是那种特别认真追求的慕道朋友。
And in the Bible study group, and they treated me as a sweetheart, looked like as if I was very, 宝贝。
我蛮享受那个身份。
And I really reflect very good about the days, good old days.
但是在我去参加冬令会的时候，我很惊讶。
But when I went to the winter retreat, I was shocked.
我完全没有想到我会必须要认真的面对一个问题。
I never thought I should seriously face this issue.
就是那个我从来没有考虑会要信的耶稣，是不是一位我不能不信，也不该不信的真神。
The issue is that Jesus I was talking about all the time, is this the Lord? I have no choice but to believe in him.
我真的挣扎很大。
And it was a big struggle in my heart.
所以听到第四天晚上。
So by the fourth night,
到信息要结束，讲员在呼召的时候。
When the message was over and the speaker was calling,
我发现我心中在剧烈的交战。
As I thought it's a big struggle in my heart,
我拼命的抗拒。
I tried to resist strongly.
抗拒到最后，我开始在心中迫切的祷告。
Finally, after all this struggle, I prayed urgently.
我祷告什么呢？
What did I pray?
祷告聚会快点结束。
I pray that the gathering, the meeting would be over soon.
因为那个讲员在继续呼召下去，我真的觉得我快要挡不住了。
I couldn't resist anymore if the speaker continued to call.
结果我赢了。
And finally I won.
一直到聚会结束，我都没有举手。
I didn't raise my hand until the meeting was over.
但是当我正觉得庆幸的时候，一种怅然若失的感觉突然袭上心头。
When I was about to feel very happy, and suddenly I felt a kind of feeling of loss.
我感到很困惑，我到底是赢了还是输了？
I was puzzled whether I really won or lost.
我开始看到，哎呦，我是很喜欢去查经班。
In the very beginning, I felt excited to go to the Bible study group.
也很喜欢被人家看为我是很认真追求的。
And also I was very happy when people considered me well seeking Lord earnestly.
但是我打从心里害怕，而且拒绝做基督徒。
I was scared deep in the heart and I resisted.
我一直很骄傲地认为我是又客观又理智又有思想。
I often feel proud of myself, feel I'm practical and wise and have the critical thinking skills.
我心中常常私下轻看那些基督徒。
Deep in my heart, look down upon the Christians.
觉得信教的人都是水平差一点的。
And feel that they are not as good as I am.
心灵比较软弱，比较容易被洗脑。
So they have a soft heart and their brains are washed.
如果我也信，我不但没得骄傲，我怕我还变得很窝囊。
And if I become a Christian, I feel I'm a soft person too, and I don't have anything to be proud of.
而且当个慕道朋友，我随时可以批判别人的行为。
Being a seeker, I can criticize anyone anytime.
我可以把自己放在一个比基督徒高一等的地位。
I can put myself in a position which is a little bit higher than Christians.
如果我信了。
If I believe in the Lord,
我就要变成我那些非基督徒朋友批评论断的对象。
So I'll be the target.To be criticized by the seekers.
这个我越想压力越大，越觉得害怕。
The more I think about it, the higher the pressure, and the stronger I was afraid.
我也想到我爸妈，我这边的亲戚没有一个是基督徒，我一下变个基督徒多尴尬呀。
Besides, I thought my parents and my friends, none of them are Christians. If I become a Christian, what would they look at me?
我还意识到信耶稣是要让耶稣做我生命的主，要让他带领我的一生。
I also realized if I believe in God, I would accept the Lord Jesus as my master to control my life.
但是我出国留学，心中是有一番雄心壮志的。
However, when I came to the United States to study, I was very ambitious.
万一我信了这耶稣，他把我整个人生计划都改变了，怎么办啊？
Well, if I start to believe in the Lord and he changed all my life, what could I do?
这些都是我心中的大石头。
So these are the rocks in my heart.
在那边占据的我没办法挪去。
So the rocks burden me and occupy big place and I cannot remove it.
感谢主那天晚上没有放过我。
Thanks to the Lord grasped me closely.
散会之后别的人都开始走了。
When the meeting was over, other people walk away.
有一位来自明尼苏达的基督徒坐在我旁边不远。
A Christian from Minnesota, he was sitting not far from me.
他因为曾经来过 Iowa City 参加过我们的查经室，他认识我。
At one time he came to Iowa City, joined our Bible study group, and he knew me.
他看我满脸涨得通红，大概猜出我心中有很大的挣扎。
He saw my face flushed, and he noticed that I had a strong struggle in my heart.
他就很关心地问我说他可不可以找一位牧师来跟我谈谈。
He cared me very much and he asked me whether he could find a pastor to talk with me.
那时候我就答应了。
And then I agreed.
后来在那位牧师的带领之下，我就把我生命的主权交出去。
So the pastor led me to submit myself to the Lord.
现在回想，并不是靠着我自己的能力把我心中的那些大石头搬走的。
Thinking back, I strongly feel that I didn't depend on my own power to remove the rock.
我所做的只是愿意不再紧紧抓住那些大石头不放。
What I did is only I am willing to give myself up and willing to let the rocks go.
我所做的只是愿意松手把生命的主权交出去。
I'm willing to open up my hand and to let it go the control of my life.
我主权交出去之后，是主帮我把那些石头一块一块的挪去了。
As long as I'm willing, the Lord helped me to remove the rock one after another.
是神让他话语的种子后来能够往下扎根。
So that the word of the Lord can take root deep down.
我想今天我们当中一些慕道的朋友所需要做的决定可能也是这样。
I feel that some of the seekers, when they need to make a decision, maybe this is the kind of decision they need to think about.
你需要做的是一个很认真、很严肃的决定。
What you need to do is a serious, earnest decision.
不是只是在一时之间很表面、很肤浅的说基督教不错，你也来信看看吧。
Not in an instant you can say that, well, Christianity is good and you can try it.
你要做的决定是把你的心归给主。
So the decision you need to make is to submit your heart to the Lord.
让他有主权在你心中做整地的工作。
So that he can take control to reform you.
带领你来开始过结果子的人生。
So lead you to live a life which will bear fruit.
不过有一点点提醒啊。
But one thing I need to remind you.
虽然这个决定是严肃慎重的。
Though the decision is serious and...
并不代表着你要做的是要一等再等。
It doesn't mean that you have to wait and wait.
比如说一等再等是心里面想的是等我自己把我心中的地给整好了。
So if you wait, you will think that I will work on my own to change the quality of the field in my heart.
老实说，除去大石头的工作不是我们人靠着自己的能力、我们自己的意志能够完成的。
Frankly speaking, to change the field in our heart is not, we cannot do it on our own.
你主要做的只是对神回应说，我愿意把主权交给你。
The only thing you can do and you need to do is to say to the Lord, I'm going to submit myself, my life to you.
如果你对神有这样的态度，他会在你心中动工的。
If you have this positive attitude, God will work in you.
对我们当中的基督徒来说，
For the Christians among us,
我们要知道每一块地在巨大的石头被挪去之后，后来仍然有可能出现一些大大小小的小石头。
And also we know that for most of the fields, if the big rocks are removed, but still there are pebbles left,
它也可能影响我们的成长。
These pebbles will possibly affect our growth.
我们也需要继续把主权交给主。
We need to continue to submit ourselves to the Lord.
允许主，顺服主。
And allow the Lord to work in us to follow the Lord.
让他把这些拦阻在我们生命当中往下扎根的东西除去。
So that Lord can help us to remove those things, the pebbles, which will prevent the root from growing.
或许还有一些人，
Maybe still others.
别人都以为你是基督徒。
A lot of people feel that you are Christians.
但是你知道你的心中没有根。
But you know that deep in your heart you have no root.
你知道你生命中仍然有巨大的石块始终没有除去。
You still feel that in your heart there are big rocks which need to be removed.
你从来没有把你生命的主权真正交出去。
You never truly submit yourself to the Lord.
以至于你几年过去了，一点看不出有任何结果子的迹象。
But several years later, there's nothing, or nothing, no sign that in your life you bear any fruit.
也许今天听撒种的比喻是神给我们每一个人的一个机会。
Perhaps by listening to this parable, Jesus gave all of us a chance.
让我们对神的道有一个新的回应。
So that we can have a new response to Jesus' word.
我们一同来唱一首诗歌。
And let's sing a song.
用你自己习惯的语言来唱，
Use the language you are, you know best.
让这首诗歌成为我们的祷告。
So let this song be our prayer. I like the English and at the end of the song.
英文说 into my heart, into my heart.
So the English refrain it says into my heart.
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
特别是接下来这两句。
Especially the two sentences after that.
Coming today.
Coming today.
Coming to stay.
Coming to stay.
现在进来，永不离开。
Come into my heart。
让我们就来唱副歌，还是一样用中文、英文都可以。我们唱副歌。
Let's sing the refrain。
Into my heart。Into my heart, come into my heart, Lord Jesus, come into me, come into stay, come into my heart, Lord Jesus, into my heart, into my heart.Into my heart, into my heart, come into my heart, Lord Jesus, come into me, come into me, come into my heart.
进入我心 ，into my heart， 姐妹来 ，sister， 进入我心。
gentlemen and brothers,
进入我心，进入我心，亲亲入我心，主耶稣，现在进来，永不离开，亲亲入我心，主耶稣。
请思琴轻轻地继续弹这首歌。我们每个人到神面前，我们自己来向神祷告。
Let us all, each and every one, to come to the Lord to pray to the Lord.
让我们诚实地在神面前评估我们心田的状况。
Let us honestly let God hear our feels in our hearts.
让我们自己来问神，你希望我今天如何对你的话语有所回应。
Let us ask the Lord how Lord wishes us to respond to His word.
我们自己就来向他祷告。
Let us pray to him by ourselves.
亲爱的主耶稣
Dear Jesus,
我们知道你是一位信实慈爱的神。
We know that you are faithful.
你始终没有停止在我们身上的工作。
You never stop working on us.
你始终在我们生命当中继续的来撒种。
Forever you sow the seeds in our hearts.
就问题只是在于我们对你的回应是一时的还是长久的。
The problem is our response to you is forever or just one moment.
主啊，求你帮助我们。
Dear Lord, please help us.
让我们不是听得到听过去就算了。
So that we won't listen to your word and forget it later.
主啊，让我们愿意对你回应。
Dear Lord, we are willing to respond to your word.
而且我们回应的时候心中没有保留。
And when we respond, we don't have any reservations in our hearts.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们谢谢今天牧师给我们带来的信息。
Thank you, Pastor Xu, for your message.
让我们有机会再仔细思考一下，你心中的大石头是什么。
So that we'll have a chance to think again about what rocks in our hearts.
我们也恳求神帮助我们把它挪去。
We ask the Lord to help us to remove it.
下面是欢迎和报告的时间。
It's time to welcome new friends and for the announcements too.
如果你是第一次来到我们当中，请你站起来介绍你的姓名和你的职。
If this is the first time for you to come to join us, please stand up and.Say a few words about yourself, your name, what you do.
Yeah. 欢迎你。
陈建明 postdoc in life science, and Long Ping, you knew each other in 2000.And in the college days.
还有没有
Any other newcomers?
让我们弟兄姐妹们彼此问安。
And brothers and sisters, please greet each other.
因为天气很热，我们感谢神让我们度过这一段时间。对。好啊，我们下面看我们的报告单。
Let's look at the bulletin, the announcement bulletin.
在你的报告单当中有一个夹页。
So there's an insert in the bulletin.
啊，这个夹页呢是伊之家妊娠中心基督徒设立的一个组织机构啊的一项活动。
So this is from the Issachar Pregnancy Center.
啊，他们在下个星期啊父亲节前夕有一个啊有一个为生命而走的活动。
Next week there's a drive. It's called Walk for Life.
啊，是在 Stewart Park.
So it will be held in Stewart Park.
是星期六啊，十二点啊到五点。
From 12 to 5 on Saturday.
然后呢，这个夹页上边有几项，你可以自己选择。
So you can make your own choices on the insert.
啊，你选择哪一个你就打勾，然后交给交代。
So make a check of your choice and give it to the ushers.
我们也为这项事活动来祷告。
We also pray for this drive.
啊，下个星期星期天呢是父亲节。
Next Sunday is Father's Day.
我们有婴儿奉献礼。
We have infant dedication.
啊，如果你有 new baby 的话，你可以考虑把它交给神。
So if you have new babies, you can consider submitting your baby to the Lord.
我小的时候没有机会。
When I was little, I didn't have chance.
对，如果你的小孩啊是刚出生，然后你有机会，这是一个很好的机会。
So if your baby was recently born, you have the chance to do this.
对，如果你想啊奉献给神的话，你今天与徐牧师联系。
If you want to dedicate your baby, please sign up with Pastor Xu.
啊，然后下面也是一个好的消息。
There's another exciting news.
父亲节的时候姊妹们来打扫卫生。
On Father's Day, sisters will be responsible for cleaning up.
对，让父亲们休息。
So the fathers can take a break.
第四项呢，就是我们大家都认识啊，双进姐妹，她是我们教会的牧师助理。
And item number four, we all know that Sister Zhuang Jin, she is the pastor's assistant.
他在八月份可能要离开我们。
She may be leaving us in August.
所以我们教会在寻找一位新的牧师助理。
So the church is looking for another pastor's assistant.
详细内容可以自己看。
Please, for details, read the bulletin yourself.
第五项就是珍爱一生这个夏令营会。
Item number five is Love Forever Conference.
是在七月四号到六号在宾州DeSales University 举行。
So it will be held from July 4th to July 6th in DeSales University in Pennsylvania.
这个营会是一个很有意义的营会。
It's a very significant or meaningful conference.
今年的讲员是我们大家熟悉的袁志明夫妇。
So the speakers are Yuan Zimin couple. So we all know them very well.
如果你有兴趣的话很多这个报名表都在外边的布告栏上面。
So we have the registration form on the bulletin board. If you are interested, please fill out.
对这个新的一个学期就要快过来。
So the new semester will start soon.
如果你有很多可以试用的日用品的话，可以带到教会给我们新的同学。
If you have the daily items which can be used by the new students, please bring it in.
可以与芷英姐妹联系。
And contact Sister 芷英, please.
最后一项报告就是下个星期六六月十四号在玉美和宗仁家里有一个老年团契的聚会。
Another announcement is next Saturday, June 14th, there will be a gathering in 玉美at 宗仁's house for the Evergreen.Fellowship.
是天恩传记我们欢迎就是你可以带你的父母或者朋友的父母，如果你本身愿意也可以。
And all the Christians or all the Sikhs, everybody is welcome if you want to.
还有没有其他的？
If you want to bring your parents.
还有没有其他补充报告？
Any other additional announcements?
好，那我们一起唱三一颂。
Let's all arise to sing doxology.
Chan m
Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. 神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足地成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。但愿他在教会中，并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。
阿门。
阿门。请坐。
Please be seated.
我们会后有简便的午餐。
After the service, there will be lunch downstairs.
我们请大家留下来，我们一起享受神赐给我们的。
We ask you to stay for the lunch, which is from the Lord.
我们一起做个谢饭祷告。
Let us pray for the lunch.
亲爱的天父，谢谢你爱我们。
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us.
为我们创造一切。
And creating everything for us.
谢谢你赐给我们新的生命。
Thank you for giving us a new life.
让我们今生有盼望。
So that we have hope.
谢谢你也赐给我们日用的饮食。
Thank you also giving us the food for day, every day.
让我们在你的恩典中度过。
So that we can live in your blessing.
我们为今天的午餐献上祷告。
We thank you for today's lunch.
恳求你看顾。
Please take care of us.
恳求你纪念为我们预备饭食的弟兄姐妹们的摆上。
And also we submit our brothers and sisters who prepare the lunch for us.
奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们默祷后散会。
After silent prayer, the service is dismissed.